Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this edition, Finance Minister sheds light on plans regarding the development of casino resorts, and Civil Service Establishment General Order Resolution 2014 gets approval. Stay with us. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says plans are advanced for the issuing of licenses for the development of casino resorts. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Dr. Phillips reminded that his ministry in June 2013 invited investors to apply for orders to become approved integrated resort developers. Five applications were received, two of which were deemed suitable for further evaluation. The finance minister told parliamentarians that the evaluation of these applications is now at an advanced stage.
We are at the point where the final stages of the due diligence exercise in the fit and proper determinations and other things of principals and companies whose applications have been accepted is being concluded, and I expect that we will make a formal announcement before the end of March regarding the licenses.
The issuing of casino gaming licenses is facilitated under the Casino Gaming Act as an incentive for the establishment of a prescribed number of large integrated resort developments in the country. Integrated resorts are developments featuring a range of amenities such as hotels, convention facilities, entertainment shows, themed attractions, and luxury retail and fine dining incorporated with casino gaming. The Civil Service Establishment General Order Resolution 2014 was approved in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In piloting the legislation, Minister with Responsibility for Public Service in the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Horace Dalley, noted that the order indicates changes that have been made in the civil service establishment since 2013. As outlined in the order, 150 new posts were created, 223 posts were upgraded, 259 reclassified and 415 retitled, while 3,001 posts were abolished from the establishment of several ministries and departments and one post regraded. In relation to posts, the order outlines reclassification of posts, new posts created, upgrading of posts, and the effective dates of these changes.
It is the general thrust of the government to create more efficiency in the system to ensure that posts which have been there on the establishment, not being utilized, not being used, that the system is cleaned up, and that we have an efficient civil service establishment.
And debate on a bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act began in the Senate last Friday. The bill seeks to decriminalize ganja for medicinal, religious, scientific, and therapeutic purposes. It also seeks to make the possession of small quantities of ganja amounting to 2 ounces or less a non-arrestable but ticketable infraction, attracting a fine payable outside of the court but not resulting in the possessor attaining a criminal record. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding noted that for decades, the reform of the law relating to ganja has been the subject of several recommendations and reports by public and private sector groups. He added that the winds of change have been blowing internationally, with significant reforms taking place in some European countries and the United States of America. The minister said the first step in Jamaica's reform efforts was achieved with the passage of the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Amendment Act 2014, which has removed the attachment of a criminal record for possession of small quantities or smoking ganja.
Administrative arrangements have been put in place to facilitate the expungement of past records, and those will soon be reinforced in regulations that I'm going to be bringing to Parliament for approval.
Proposed changes to the Act will also facilitate ganja being used for therapeutic purposes, as prescribed by a registered practitioner, or for scientific research conducted by an accredited tertiary institution or otherwise approved by the Scientific Research Council. Debate on the bill was suspended and will continue at the next sitting of the Senate on Thursday, February 5. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.